You to crash.
What's up, Chris?
Chris
is back.
I'm back, and Max is not here.
He's not here. In his defense, we switched the schedule on him last minute. He couldn't make it. It's his big birthday celebration, so we're not going to give him too much of a hard time.
Happy birthday to you, Max.
But, you know, he's actually not here, unlike last week where he was here, but you still couldn't hear him, so.
So, we're doing a little thing today, not a big deal. We're, you know, making lunch and,
When anyone says not a big deal, it's always a big deal.
That's true.
If someone, you know, you don't say, oh, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not, we're not cooking for everyone and going to get ingredients.
I mean, the Harlem Globetrotters are on their way.
Yeah.
For later.
I've always wanted to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
I've seen them.
You've seen them?
Yeah.
I always wanted... They were in Orlando all the time, and yeah. I always wanted to go.
They're great.
I never went.
We're not making lunch. That's a correction. We're going to lunch, going to make dinner, going to watch MI3, mm-hmm. going to play some Quelf, and just have a regular, fun Saturday.
Yep.
So...
Exchange gifts,
and then exchange gifts,
you know,
for whoever... Whoever got him one, and then hopefully he'll like what we got him,
and
that'll
not,
be that.
I'll return it, and he won't get anything else.
Exactly. Just return it.
I hate wrapping gifts. Like,
yeah,
I honestly
too.
Prefer...
I noticed your gift is in the box that it got shipped in.
It's in the box that got shipped in. It's already wrapped. And guess what? I checked the mark that says gift purchase.
Yeah.
So there's no receipt in there anyway. Pre-wrapped. Sure, it looks like a cardboard box and has the shipping information
on
it.
Can't see what's inside.
Doesn't matter.
Can't see what's inside.
Yeah, it's all set.
That's the most important part.
I hate wrapping gifts. I'm the worst at wrapping gifts. Especially because you have to have wrapping paper, which is something you have to go out and buy.
Yeah.
And it just gets torn up and thrown out.
Yeah.
Waste.
I know. Some people, I mean, the idea behind that is you got to go out, get the wrapping paper. Not when you need to send the gift.
Right.
It's just in your closet, and you've got a stash of it
all the time. Yeah, like my mom has like a stash.
Everyone's mom, but no one else.
No, I don't have a stash of wrapping paper.
And fancy ribbon, a drawer of ribbons.
Bows, you save the bows.
Yeah.
I never understood that. But I don't understand the people that unwrap gifts very gingerly so as to not rip the paper.
It's to save so they can use them later.
I guess that goes it contradicts what I said about like you just throw it out because at least they can use it later.
Actually, which is kind of funny if you think about it, because the whole Seinfeld regifting thing, when people open gifts gingerly and they're taking things off very slowly, they're in the process of regifting your gift immediately right in front of you.
Right in front of your eyes. Yeah. You're like, oh, they're really taking a lot of care with this. They must really love it. No, they're going to give it away immediately. They're going to wrap it exactly how you had it wrapped and give it to someone else.
I don't. My gift is also not wrapped at all. It doesn't need wrapping.
Wow. That's good, I guess. I got you your birthday gift already, but... I don't. It's like lost in shipping.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know where it was supposed to be here.
Well,
like,
you've got
week.
2 weeks to clean that up, asshole.
Well, that's why I ordered it early, because I figured something like this might happen.
Did you order it from Bulgaria?
I mean, it's from overseas. I'll say that.
All right. Is it a katana?
It's not a katana. I figure you already had a katana living in Japan. Isn't that you're like given a katana at birth, right? When you're born in Japan.
Yeah, a katana. And a salmon roll.
Yeah. Katana, a salmon roll, and they shave your head.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't eat sushi.
Yeah.
And I can't even hold this katana. I'm
and
a baby.
I don't have any hair.
And I don't have any hair.
So,
really, this whole process has just been kind of counterintuitive.
And,
all right, well, let's talk about the conclusion of your gaming PC. How did everything go? I know the answer.
Yeah, well, you know the answer because you did it. You did everything. It's the best. I mean, Chris helped me just put a new graphics card in and new hard drives and get everything up to date. And it just, it's like experiencing... I've never experienced playing a game like this, because I'm coming from the Dark Ages, and it's amazing actually being able to, like, see people, like, when you're playing games.
Yeah.
And not, like, see little blocky people that are really laggy and look like crap. So, I mean, it's great. It's, and not that much money to do it.
Yeah, the graphics card was $280.
Yeah.
And the 1 terabyte drives were like $50 each, right? Yeah. And that was it. And that was two days shipping on everything.
Yeah, but then they also, it was like during one of their sales, so it was like rebates galore and money off. So it was.
So eventually, the conclusion was the hard drives you had in your computer, one was dead, the other one was clinging for life, so we had to just get rid of those. You put in 2 brand new hard drives, they worked fine right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Your graphics card was like old and outdated. Well, it didn't
work fine right off the bat. The one hard drive needed to be formatted.
One hard drive needed to be formatted.
Good thing we had another computer.
Yeah, on hand. So we formatted that, popped it in, both drives working fine, and then you had you ordered an NVIDIA, GeForce GTX.
GTX 560 Ti.
560 Ti, which is a very good graphics card. If anyone is in need and has a PC and needs a good graphics card, it's the most affordable / powerful card on the market at the moment. And that's what you should do.
Yep.
In fact, one of your friends just bought one.
Already did. I was playing a game that I previously was unable to play. And he saw and was like, oh, I want to play that. Downloaded it, started, couldn't play it, and then went out and bought the same graphics card that I got.
Bought the game, then bought the graphics card.
Yeah. Kind of opposite order, but, you know, worked out for him. It doesn't... because he's much better at fixing computers than me, just like you are. Just the most frustrated. If you weren't around for that... none of this ever would have happened.
It would have just said, operating system broken, and you're just out.
It just would have sat there.
Yeah.
Became a coffee table.
Well, I'm glad to see it be a phoenix rising from the ashes, and yeah. I'm glad that... I'm actually a little jealous, because your card with certain games, because of the way the games are, like, written in there... Some games perform better on NVIDIA, some other games play better on ATI. The Witcher happens to be extremely strong with NVIDIA, and you're actually playing it...
at the beginning of the game.
You're playing it on better graphics settings than I ever did, so, I'm a little jealous. We're going to switch computers. All right, that's the way we're going to leave that.
I can't really say anything because you did everything.
Yeah, that's it. So that's closed. Chapter closed. You're good to go.
Chapter closed. Next chapter. Why don't you care about politics?
Basically, when people talk about politics... there is a noxious gas that emits.
We were talking about this last night.
That emits. So, essentially, I guess it's really irresponsible of me to not care about politics because they are the.
See, it's interesting that you bring that up. Like, you can say that, and that you have an awareness of that. There's a lot of people that don't care that they don't care.
Yeah.
And hate that you care. That they don't care.
Right. Okay, so I know it's irresponsible for me not to care because politics are, like, literally the fabric of what is running society and, like, what's going on behind the scenes. And a lot of it, I feel like you have to have a degree to understand half of it. And everyone's talking about the debt ceiling and all this stuff, and I don't know what... I just hear glimpses of it on the news, and I try and tune in, and it just, like, instantly puts me to sleep. Like, it is so boring, and I don't really know what the debt ceiling means. I don't know what that is. And so I was at work, and there's a girl who's just, like, very involved with politics in terms of, like, loves discussing it, loves talking it, and I was like... look, give me the 30-second spiel. Tell me what the debt ceiling is. Don't bore me. Like, make it sound like it's for a 2-year-old. And she tried to explain it to me, and when you talk about politics, it always does, it turned into a huge fucking discussion that I didn't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
I was like, just give me the synopsis, give me a paragraph, and she wanted to talk for, like, 3 hours. and I was just out, and I walked away kind of like upset because I still didn't know what debt ceiling was. And I had to later like go online, and someone had summarized it on Reddit, and so I gave that a second read, and now I have a better handle on it, which is good.
What's tough is when people talk about politics. if you ask someone to explain something, the toughest part is it's hard for people to leave their own politics out of it for the explanation.
Yeah.
And that what you need is just someone to give you the facts without the politics of it.
Right.
And people seem unable to do that, which is very frustrating. For me, like,
it's
because
they'll be talking. They're like, "That's why Obama. That's why we're in this mess in the first place." And you're like, "I don't need any of your personal views. Just like, tell me what's going on."
Yeah, I mean, I've always been very active since I was able to vote in politics, and I'm very interested in it. So I've always followed it, and like you said, I find it like, I mean, it's our civic duty to dote on the votes. You have to dote on those votes. I mean, that's the whole reason for the United States of America is the representative democracy. So I always get frustrated with people when they're like, "Nah, I don't vote," or "I don't know." Or even more so is when they do vote, but they don't know anything, and they just go, and they're like, "Yeah, I voted." I'm like, "Oh, what issues?" And they're like, "I don't know, I just like picked the names I liked." And I was like, that's a problem. But I understand, because it is, if you don't follow it and you don't care enough to follow it, you're just going to be out of the loop.
Yeah. Like it's a daunting, it's like, even if you, let's say you woke up one morning and you're like, "All right, you know what? I'm in. Let's do this. I want to get into politics." It's like, it would take a year and a half to catch up, because it is a daunting task. Yeah. You got to figure out everything from who the candidates are and what houses and whose policies and what laws got passed and why we're in the current, you know, why is our financial like situation so fucked up right now, and like what's the cause of that, and then you got to figure out what side you're on and who are you siding with, and are you Republican, Democrat, like what values are you, a little bit of a mix, ooh, that's not allowed. It's like, I don't know, it's so daunting. I'm like, I'm out. I'd
like to have some kind of like class or something that people could go to, or like some kind of online program like that's free that people can just go to this website and learn like a new little snippet every day, but like make it fun. I don't know. I'd love to like make something like that, but I don't know how that would work, if even people would care, because I feel like just people don't care. So that's the problem. Like Reddit honestly is the best, because you're talking about this website Reddit. It's like user aggregated content, really great community, and there's this subreddit, a page within the website that's explain it to me like I'm five. And you were talking about this last night. I had never seen this part of the website, and I was looking at it last night when I couldn't go to bed, just like laying in bed, like reading everything.
The Reddit rabbit hole.
And the people are really good at explaining things.
Yeah.
Like, they're really good at, like, you... I felt like I was grasping concepts better that I even already knew about, but I just had a firmer grasp on them after reading that stuff. So, basically, I want people to be more involved, especially people our ages, because no one is, and that is a huge reason of why nothing's getting better.
I think this isn't a personal view of mine, but what I hear mostly from people who don't care is like, "I'm just one person. If I don't vote, it doesn't make a difference." Mm-hmm. And that's just like, I don't know. It's like, I don't want to criticize people for thinking that, because I haven't voted in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, it's like, my stance on that is still like kind of irresponsible, but it's like, you can't think that way, because everyone, if you all come together, everyone's got to vote, and then it all counts, and then suddenly the numbers start turning into massive numbers. Well, and then
exactly, it's like you, the person that says I'm only one person, they're not one person, because there's many people that are saying that exact same thing. So all of those people that are saying I'm just one person, if they all just voted, they wouldn't be. They'd be a mass of people that are adding to the vote, and generally those are the people who feel like they can't make a difference because their views aren't being represented by the constituents and by the, you know.
All right, so that a little bit of that noxious gas has actually come into the car.
I just saw you not off.
I'm getting a little sleepy.
I'll be honest.
We gotta.
We actually. We just got to Trader Joe's. We got to get some ingredients.
Yeah.
Take a short break.
Small break.
Maybe we'll do a music break this week.
It'll have to be like 8 seconds.
I mean, really like an 8 second music break.
Yeah.
They're 8 second songs.
Yeah. You know, just do that one little tasty
little dubstep.
That taste, yeah. Womp, 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 womp. Okay, anyway, so we'll be back in a sec.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll talk about clipping your fingernails.
Disgusting.
In anywhere but your own bathroom.
Disgusting.
Mission one accomplished.
Mission one accomplished of two.
One of two.
One of two. Now we need to go to Ralph's to get some ingredients for my...
For you.
Famous pasta carbonara.
Yeah, that may or may not exist.
It exists, and it is delicious.
I honestly have tasted it already. I've seen you make it. It's delicious. I'm very excited to eat it. There's no dairy in it.
No dairy at all.
Which carbonara... Anywhere else, always dairy. You can
cream
never
sauce,
yeah,
and it's disgusting. It's got to be egg based, 100% egg based.
So I'm super excited. I'm making a homemade olive tapenade.
I saw there were capers in your basket.
You better believe there are capers.
I'm not a fan of capers.
Guess how much you'll be able to taste them? None, because in every olive tapenade you've ever eaten, there's been capers.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, there goes the wine.
There goes the wine. all right, so clipping your toenails.
Okay, here's the thing. I clip my fingernails, toenails, one spot in my bathroom over a trash can. That's it. But I've been over to people's houses. I've seen people. I've even seen people in their cars clipping their fingernails.
I drove a celebrity around who clipped his toenails in the car we were in.
With you there.
With me there. And one of the toenails sprang up and I'm pretty sure hit my t-shirt.
It just, I don't understand. That's gross to me. Like fingernails.
No shit.
Fingernails and toenails are something I find disgusting. And I'm not affected by like gruesome horror. Like in movies at all.
You're a badass, right?
Except I'm a pussy when it comes to fingernails and toenails.
And the fucking fingernail flips backwards.
It's the worst. Like if a girl's like scratching on a wall and her fingernail breaks off, I almost throw up every time. Even thinking about it, I'm a little squeamish.
So when I told you that another celebrity I was hanging out with ripped her fingernail backwards.
The worst! You shouldn't have told me that. It's the worst. So it just...
By the way, I'm not trying to look like a fancy pants. There's only
You're humble bragging. There's out your ass.
There's only two celebrities that I've hung out with, so...
Both of them fingernail stories. That's bizarre.
It is a little bizarre.
So I just... That's...
So, okay. So I... Before I talk about just what I've seen other people do, what I do is I do fingernails, toenails over the sink, over my personal sink.
Over the sink.
Not a shared sink. Okay. If it's a shared sink, I wouldn't do it, but it's my sink. So fingernails, clearly you're standing above the sink, you're clipping, all your fingernails are falling into the sink. You can either, if it's not a lot, just go let them go down the drain. If it's been a while, you can collect them, wrap them up, and then put them in the trash.
Okay.
I treat the sink as like a catching receptacle. Okay?
Okay.
And then when I'm doing my feet, I literally, because I'm so tall, I can just put my feet up on the rim of the sink, and then I'm clipping them, and they're just going right into the sink. I find that when I do it over a trash can, they tend to fly out in directions.
Oh, they have minds of their own.
Of their own.
That's for sure.
And so when you do it over the sink, it's that enclosed alcove kind of a space, and so even if they fly out, they're going to hit the wall and go back into the sink. It's kind of like it's a perfect way to catch them all.
I have a nail tracker built into my brain, though, because when that happens, they'll fly out. I'm like, I know where that picked it up, right in the trash again.
It would be better if your story was like, you have a nail tracker and you clip and your fucking hand flies up and you catch it. in mid flight.
That's my superpower. It's a terrible superpower. It's useful for nothing.
So that's what I do, and that's what I've been doing my whole life, and I've actually never clip my toenails over a trash can.
And now your kids will clip theirs in the sink because they'll learn it from you.
Yeah.
I was clipping over...
Again, I want to reiterate, only because it's my sink and no one else's sink.
Right. You don't come into, like, my house, no. Go to my sink and be like, I'm going to clip my toenails real quick.
If I had to clip my toenails or fingernails at someone else's house for some strange reason, it would be over a trash can, whatever. So I've had roommates in the past who were disgusting, and they would come out while I was watching television, sit down on the couch.
This is exactly it.
They would bring their little bathroom trash can with them.
Nope.
And they would clip their toenails while watching television next to me, and their toenails are flying all over the place.
And at this point, you're in the corner of the ceiling, like the girl from The Exorcist, just recoiling in disgust.
Yeah.
That's how I picture you.
I distinctly actually remember one time roommate did it, and one of his toenails landed in my lap.
Unacceptable. Just move out, unacceptable. Like, we're over. As friends, as human beings. That's grotesque.
Yeah, so there's you know, summary, there's only one place to do it. It's in your own bathroom.
In your own bathroom, whether it's over a trash can, or as I've learned today, over a sink. Your own sink, not someone else's sink.
Yeah. So something else that roommates do, or just people in general do, that pisses me off, anyone who's extremely close to me probably already knows this, when you get out of the shower, if you're sharing a shower, if anyone is in your shower other than you, so shared, when you're getting out of the shower, there's always usually a carpet or a bathroom mat.
Yeah. Shower mat.
Shower mat.
Classic.
I cannot stand the shower mat being wet. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand maybe that, like...
I'm the same way.
You gotta dry off 100%. And get out, and when you step on the thing, I mean, it's obviously you're going to be a little damp because you just got out of a fucking shower, but there are people who I've witnessed, they shower, they get out of the shower, they do not dry off the lower part of their body, mm-hmm. and all the water goes onto the shower mat, and so guess what? Later, you walk into your bathroom to get a piece of tissue, something.
To clip your toenails, whatever. You're wearing
socks. You step on the bathroom mat, mm-hmm. socks are soaked.
Here's a quick pro tip. Stop wearing socks inside the house. Solved.
Love wearing socks in the house.
I hate wearing socks in the house.
I
can't stand it.
My feet get cold.
You are very skinny.
Your
heat does escape your body quicker than a normal human being.
I'm a lean man.
That makes sense. So you should wear two pairs of socks. So then when one gets wet, you just shed the skin.
People don't be obnoxious assholes and dry themselves off.
And just shake off like they're like an animal on the shower mat. I hate the argument of that's what it's there for.
I mean,
because I've had that argument too, and it's like, honestly, that's not really what it's there for.
Yeah.
It's there for ornamentation. Stop getting it wet.
And it's also to step out with your slightly damp foot and mm-hmm. not slip on the linoleum tiles and fall to your death.
Also, something people don't know about you, very slippery feet too. You're lean and you have slippery feet.
What do you mean slippery feet?
I've never slipped on a linoleum.
All right.
It's very, I'm a sure-footed...
I'm fleet-footed. I'm quick and nimble. It's just like you, so you step out, but some of you probably don't know about me. When I get out of the shower, I have a routine of drying off.
I think it is very elaborate. Yeah.
It's the same every time, and I guarantee you, if someone was to take some kind of measurement of how much moisture was on my body, it would probably be 90% less than most people on average.
That would be a terrible job. Moisture...
Analyst
of people who get out of the showers.
Yeah.
Well, that's about 90% moisture execution. I'm really impressed. That's a really impressive routine.
All right, we're at Ralph's. Another break.
Music break. I'm hungry.
So am I.
We forgot to eat breakfast.
Mission 2 complete, though.
Mission 2 complete.
We forewent. Is that a word? Forewent?
I mean...
I know you say forego. How do you say it when it's like...
Foregone is...
No, like we forewent. We fore what? Breakfast. So that we could.
I think you don't say it. You just say we didn't eat breakfast.
We didn't eat breakfast.
We neglected to
minor
eat breakfast.
Speed bump. So what I want to tell you, and forever for the two people listening, on Reddit, that's always like on podcasts.
Yeah.
People always do that on podcasts, and I just did it. It's like self-deprecation because it's a podcast.
Yeah, I love it.
It's like, it doesn't matter how many listeners there really are. You always just, like, humble, like, one person who's listening, right?
Yeah. That's how I live my life.
So on Reddit, I saw this thing the other day. Did you see the video about the I don't know what the reason was for it, but the people, the Africans from Sudan who come over to the United States and are put into, like, middle class, like, suburban home and have never used electricity and, like... Did you see that?
No.
It was on National Geographic.
Mm-mm.
All right, so...
Is this a show they did?
No, it was just, like, this 9-minute clip. I'm still trying to find the show that it was from because I want to see more. But essentially, a group of, like, 7 black guys, Africans from Sudan, were randomly chosen from this primitive tribe in Sudan who've never seen or used electricity, don't wear clothes, always naked, hunting with spears, just like hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sudanese?
Sudanese.
All right. So they're chosen to come to the United States in this, like, I guess it's an experiment. I don't know. But they're put into a house. It's a very nice house with a lawn and yard and sprinklers and kitchen, electricity, air conditioning, the whole nine yards, clothing.
Yeah. Familiar what houses include?
Yeah.
Go on.
And it was unbelievable because they're so kind and they start pointing things out about, like, the quick example is, 4 of them are walking down the street and they're all wearing clothes that just don't look like they fit and they look very awkward because they just don't. It's like those guys are so ripped and lean and they don't look like they should be wearing clothes. And so when they're wearing clothes, they look very weird.
Yeah.
And so four very tall black guys walking down the street and they had cameras everywhere and they kept stopping people on the street and going, "Hello, how are you? How are you? Hello. How are you doing today?" And they're trying to be friendly, and people were, like, freaking out and, like, trying to get away from them. It's like these huge 4 7-foot black guys, like, getting around you and, like, wanting to ask you about how your day is going. And then they do these...
Because they're used to, like, a tribal community.
And so they don't understand that, like, people, if you don't know someone, a stranger, you don't talk to them. And he's like... where I come from, we talk to everyone. We can say hello. We can do all these things together. And I don't know what accent I'm doing.
They're not used to seeing people because they're so spread out. So
yeah, and but it doesn't...
Tell me your story.
Yeah,
of what you've
tell me your story. Tell me where you come from. How are you doing today?
Sure.
And that's who they are. And so they kept trying to approach people in this, like, suburban area. And people were complaining. And they actually... The police were called.
Oh, jeez.
And so then they're, like, they didn't get arrested, but they're basically... There's a town meeting that gets called. And the town meeting decides that if they're going to live in the suburban neighborhood of wherever they were, and they kept that anonymous, they're not allowed to travel in groups. And it's, like, this disgusting, like...
It's revolting.
I know, and I'm watching the video, and
how can that even be a law?
They're brothers, and it was, like, in this small town. I think they're in Georgia somewhere, and it's just, like, they're no longer allowed to travel in groups because they intimidate the people that live there.
And you said you just saw a clip, but what is this show? It seems so cruel.
National Geographic.
I know,
it's, like,
but
straight,
why would you
legit.
Take them to Georgia?
No, like, it's... I don't know. Places. It's like an experiment, and then it's showing them living in this home, and he... The guy's like, so we don't... The guy's, like, there to teach them how things work. And he's like, so this is a kitchen. This is where you're making your food. This is your fridge. It's very cold. You put your food in here. And here in America, we don't throw our trash out the window. And he's like putting his hand through the window. He's like, we put it here. This is called trash can. You put your trash in the trash can and the closing on the lid so the no smelling comes out. Oh, you understand? And like,
doing like a strange Werner Herzog voice.
Yeah,
right.
Right. I don't know. Well, that's the way the guy, I don't know the ethnicity of the guy that was talking to them who's like running the house or whatever, but. And they're like, oh, okay. And, like, they're trying to figure everything out. And then they're turning. This is a shot of a guy turning a light on and off, on like, over and over. And there's an interview, and he's like, where I come from, I'd never use electricity, so I think it will be very difficult for me to learn it. Mm-hmm. And it's so adorable because you don't learn electricity, and, like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And just want. But the thing was, is, like, they live in a very primitive state that's the way they do it, mm-hmm. and that, like, that's their business, whatever, and we live our lives here, and the way we live our lives, like, we're used to it. But when you see the mix, you start to see these values that Americans have lost, that we no longer have.
A sense of community
and a sense of, like, I don't know, friendship and unite, like, we're all, he was like, I don't understand why there are people who don't, are not friendly to other people, because you all Americans, we're all Sudanese, so we can talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And you're all American, and yet it's like everyone is a stranger, and everyone's living in their own walled-in places. Anyway, the clip's like 9 minutes long. It's on Reddit. I was touched. My heart, I just, like, it was very... I want to see the whole show. I don't know what show. I'm going to track it down.
I'll try and find that clip, and we'll post it with this episode. Like on Facebook and Google Plus and stuff.
It was at the top too. On the videos page, and it had like 3,000 upvotes.
I feel like the only way that show could work, that it's not like exploitative, is if they took a group of Americans and put them in Sudan.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Well, there's an interesting other thing is they would die immediately of malaria, but it's like there's a scene where they're at a swimming pool and they're all these kids gather around this huge like 7 foot Sudanese guy. And he's, you know, wearing a bathing suit. He doesn't know what a pool is. He's never been in a pool. He doesn't understand. And there's a shot where one of them's trying to drink the water. And then, like, there's chlorine, so he can't. And then all the kids are gathering around him. And they're touching his skin. And they're poking at him. And they're laughing and stuff. Not in a mean way. They're little kids. Yeah. They don't understand. And they're asking him where he's from. And he's actually saying things that if... I feel like a black guy in America said them, it would be, like... wildly inappropriate, but he's basically like, I come from Sudan, and they're like, where? And he's like, Sudan, and they're like, what's that? And all the kids are laughing, and some kids are hiding behind their parents, and he's like, no, Sudan, it's the name of the country I come from. And they're like, oh, and they're all like laughing and stuff, and they think he's like really silly and he's a character. And then he's like, it's only black people there, there's no white man there. And like, he's talking, and they don't understand what he's saying, and I just, like, my head was exploding.
Well, we just got back. The last thing I wanted to close on, some closing business, is the continued just lack of understanding I have for the prices at Chipotle.
That's out of left field.
I pay different prices every time.
Really?
Every single time I go.
There's another place that's like that. That's like different prices.
It makes, like, they don't have their system, like, they like to pretend they have a great system. Like, it's more for extra meat, it's more for guacamole, it's more for this. But they only write it on the top. But if the same person who's checking you out isn't the person who's making it, isn't the person who took your order. So it's like a game of telephone down the lot, Chipotle line. And sometimes, and what I hate, I just want to pay one price. It doesn't matter if it's the more expensive or the less expensive. But now I've tasted the less expensive price where I should have been charged more, and I want that every time. But now I'm charged. When I get charged more, I feel like I'm getting ripped off because I know they have charged me less in the past. What I'm trying to say is, you just need to get their shit together.
You need to calm down.
Get their shit together.
You are shouting. You're very like animated. You're very upset. I can feel
it. It upsets me every time.
This has been weighing on your mind.
I mean, I was trying to listen to you talk about Sudan. I didn't really care. I just couldn't stop
Jesus
talking
Christ.
About Chipotle. Couldn't stop talking about Chipotle. That's really it. It just makes me.
So what I'm hearing is you want to set up a ABC News Channel 6 investigation.
John Stossel. Give me a break.
You want to set up hidden cameras, and then you want to reveal the scam for what it really is.
Yeah, and I don't even... It's probably not a scam. It's just them not being good at their jobs, but I'd like... What I really would like is just if they had a rotating system on their line where the same person who takes your order moves all the way down and checks you out, knows exactly what you got.
That's not possible because the person making your burrito has to wear gloves.
Yeah.
And so if they check you out, they have to take the gloves off to handle money. Their hands are no longer clean. They'd have to wash their hands before they can...
Money's
dirty.
Dirty?
Dirty money.
When did money become dirty?
What do you mean?
Has it always been? Not supposed to, like, touch your mouth? I just put quarters in my mouth.
Are you fucking with me?
No. That's where I keep my change. Like a chipmunk in my cheek.
Money is the dirtiest thing that we all have. It's because it's handled by everyone.
They print new bills all the time, right?
No. Money is filthy.
No,
like,
it's like it's printed. When I go to the ATM, it's printed.
No.
It's like fresh.
Brandon, no.
Fresh bills.
No, that's not
every
the way
time,
it works.
Fresh bills.
What world do you live in? I remember reading an article and they randomly get $1 bill from a grocery store and then they brought it into a lab and they just look at all the strains of germs and all that stuff that's inside the fabric.
That's why I use credit cards.
Yes.
Cleanest.
So if someone was making a burrito than handling money, they'd have to wash their hands like 200 times a day.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work.
That's why the system is the way it is.
I don't really appreciate you poking holes in my plan, but
I want to make sure
you should be on my side. Charge the same amount at Chipotle.
Don't take it personally, Brandon. I've actually never noticed different prices at Chipotle. I feel like I get charged the same every time.
Here's your thing, though. I do a lot of customizations in mine. I feel like you order a standard order, burrito. No double meat or anything.
No.
The only thing extra, do you even get guacamole?
I hate guacamole.
So there's nothing extra.
Yeah.
Standard burrito price.
Yeah.
The easiest. Yeah. The orders. Me, it's like salad, no rice, extra beans, extra meat.
No cheese.
No cheese, no sour cream, guacamole. So I need to be charged.
You're all over the fucking board.
Exactly. So they don't know what to write. So I get charged something different every time. It ranges from $8 to $12 every time.
Mine's $6.37 if I don't get a drink.
Man, I'm really getting gypped.
With
any way you slice it. Any way you slice it, I'm getting gypped.
All right.
We have the Mac's birthday celebration. He's with us in spirit. He'll be with us in person soon. Won't be on the podcast. But, it's talking to Jesse, friend of ours, last night. He said...
Who?
He said we should just start editing in old backslides into the new podcast to keep his presence alive.
Make him look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like he says, it's really a shame when these Sudanese come over and America doesn't have a strong sense of culture.
Yeah, my convertible broke and the car was whole flooded. All right, Max. It's a strange thing to bring up right there. Mm. That's a nice view. It's nice outside.
That is a nice view.
Thanks for being here, Chris.
I mean, it's always a pleasure.
Another good podcast. Have a great week, everyone. Check out that Sudanese video. I hope it's something that isn't what you described at all. Because that's been known to happen. They're actually white guys from Germany.
The
who
clip
happened to move into a new home. That's the clip.
The clip
it's
that I described
HGTV.
Is it's exactly what I said it is, and everything I said happens in the clip.
Well, we'll see.
And it's heartwarming and also hard to watch.
Well, that's how everyone wants to start their Monday, with a heartwarming video that makes you want to kill yourself.